And what would be some ways that you would increase the communication between students, like polls?
Well, I mean, polling is one way that, you know, students can get sort of over-polled, though. Uh-huh. So that's not the only way. I mean, obviously, some polling, like the Thanksgiving break poll, has been essential to mm-hmm. the construction of the proposal and stuff like that. If we're going to take it to the administrators, they want stats behind it. They want, you know, how many students is this going to impact, how many liked this, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But that's not the only way that we can contact the students. A better utilization of the senators, they're required to hold 4 out-of-office office hours. External office hours, where they actually go and talk to their constituencies. So better utilization of that, you know, in terms of getting senators to tell people, you know, maybe revise where they go every week, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Better electronic communications. We got on Twitter this year. We have a Facebook page. But getting, you know, more people aware of those things. Really launching just a general awareness campaign through both electronic and non-electronic means. You know, sometimes the most powerful messenger is word of mouth. Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, I think something that I really like is face-to-face contact. I think students really appreciate that.
Yeah.
And something that I really like about this administration is that they said like they were gonna be on Tuesday every Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I think that's something that we really yeah. would like to continue or like mm-hmm. to set as something that the president and vice president should do.
Absolutely.
I don't know, well, Truesdale, maybe we can like go around like to the law, well, the new campus center next year, mm-hmm. or like the dining halls or something like that. Mm-hmm. Go talk to students. I think that's really important. At least 1 hour per week, maybe I would like that to be more. I think that's the best way to contact students face to face. I think that students really appreciate that. And I think that's really, really important.
And even beyond that, like beyond Truesdale, I think it's really important for the president and vice president to get out beyond Truesdale. Because, I mean, if you think about the students who travel on Truesdale, yeah, it's a lot of students, but it's primarily college, Marshall. You know, they're the primary users mm-hmm. of Truesdale. So if we get out to the sort of Child's Way area, more in the Viterbi area, more in the theater school, Roski, it's, you know, those are what I feel are often the most underrepresented students in USG. USG is very Marshall and college heavy. And I think that we really, really want to strive to get more input from, you know, Roski students, from Viterbi students, especially from international students who I know really have a big problem, you know, sort of seeing what USG is trying to do for them. For example, this year one of my initiatives was to purchase more DVDs, international DVDs for Levy, mm-hmm. But just advertising those DVDs to the international students. And so we really want to get out of the sort of Truesdale mindset, although it's a very effective tool for us to use, and we'll definitely be spending time on Truesdale. It's also essential that we, you know, get out of the Truesdale area and more into the underrepresented student areas.
Okay. I don't